Concordia University has disclosed its investment portfolio. After 2 years of pressure from student activists to disclose its endowment funds, the school released a full list of internally managed public holdings on April 23, 2025. This disclosure is part of Concordia's previously announced Sustainable Intergenerational Fund, which began over 4 years ago. They maintain their fund is now committed to 100% sustainable investments. Concordia spokesperson Julie Fortier confirmed to CJLO that the school made its decision to share its portfolio after many meetings with members of the student union. She said, "This is, quote, part of a commitment to be more transparent," unquote. Ali Salman is a counselor at Concordia's student union who has been involved in pressuring the school to disclose investments for the last 2 years and has been involved in those meetings with administration.
I didn't expect this full disclosure. It was clearly a concession that they had to take to the movement and the pressure that the movement has been putting on them for the past 2 years. And it feels like the work that the movement has been doing for the past year and a half, specifically since the encampment, is actually starting to pay off.
Marches calling to disclose and divest have rung out in the streets and echoed in halls for the last 2 years. But Salman says he does not expect an end to student protests or pressure from the student union when it comes to divestment. CJLO inspected the investment portfolio, which shows holdings as they stand at the end of March and are subject to change on an ongoing basis. We identified multiple investments, which Salman says are a cause of major concern. Boeing Co., a aerospace and defense contractor known for military aircraft missiles and defense systems. Spirit Aerosystems, Inc., supplies fuselage sections and other major aerospace components which are used in military aircrafts. Triumph Co., which also manufactures aerospace components, including systems used in military aircrafts. Rocket Lab USA, aerospace company with a small launch vehicles and defense-related satellite technologies, and Bose Allen Hamilton, Inc., a major government and defense contractor in strategy and intelligence support, which creates AI weapon systems and military drone technologies. However, these holdings only make up about 0.1% of the portfolio. Salman says that's still too much. And he also wants to see Concordia cut its standing engineering internship partnerships with Pratt & Whitney and Lockheed Martin.
As the chant goes, disclose, divest. So next is divestment. I guess the next thing is to keep, first of all, the demands of the students who are currently being pushed through the faculties in the unions, which is Lockheed Martin, CAE, and Pratt & Whitney. These demands will be first line, and I think Concordia should start by cutting these partnerships and, you know, disclosing these investments, these sustainable investments, actually kind of goes against what Concordia is saying, which is we don't have any weapons companies invested in, we don't invest in weapons companies, yet they have partnerships with weapons companies. So, first of all, Concordia, the next step is to get Concordia to cut ties, to cut these partnerships. And the second step would be for Concordia to end its complicity through the investment.
Fortier from Concordia said that untangling the fund from unsustainable companies has been a challenge. On the remaining funds tied to weaponry, she wrote that the school plans to withdraw as part of the final phase of the transition. She gave no precise timeline. She would not respond to questions regarding the engineering partnerships with Lockheed Martin and Pratt & Whitney. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.